Father, I pray that we may connect in the spirit. The spirit world is so real. And at a time like this, each one of us need to know how to connect, how to walk in the spirit, how to walk in your presence. And we are so thankful this morning that your presence is available to us. And you say you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And we are seeking your face this morning. We thank you for revelation knowledge, that it can be revealed to our spirits, that we may see beyond the natural. Thank you this morning that this service, men and women from all over the world are tuned in. Word of Life Christian Center is tuned in. My staff is here with me. They are tuned in. We're so thankful that you will minister to us a word fit for this season. This is a season that we have to contend for the faith, where everything goes. In this millennium, it seemed like things just off the hook in ungodliness. So help us to minister holiness and sanctification and revelation and manifestations and miracles among your people, that they may be sustained in the second coming of Christ. We're living in these moments of all the signs of the second coming of you is available. You told us when we see these days, prepare ourselves, that you would take care of us. So we open your word this morning with great confidence that your word have to answer. Thank you for every person who's present. Thank you that we have ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to understand the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Welcome you who are here for the first time with us. We're going to go into another series of teaching that it seemed to the Holy Spirit that is so important during these times. John's Gospel, chapter 5, Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, those two opening. This subject has to be grasped because it's going to take us places that we have never been before. Living the open word dominion life. Living the open word dominion life. Having the word within and living on the inside of the word. Yeah, let's hear that now. I want you to hear that. Having the word within and living on the inside of the word. So if you talk about an inside of the word, it means there is an outside, yes, sir, of the word. And so when you attempt to use the words from the outside, you have no power. Wow. Right? So the Lord said, my people come in dominion when they know how to live on the inside of the word. Because when you live on the inside of the word began to live on the inside of you. All right. All right. So here, hearing the word, having the word within, or hearing the word within, hearing the word within, and living on the inside of the word will constantly produce power to dominate in Christ on behalf of the kingdom on earth, releasing heaven's will in every situation. Releasing heaven's will in every situation. Now that's what the word is designed to do, but it can't do it from the outside. Okay? I need to go over this introduction. Hearing or having the word within and living on the inside of the word will constantly produce power to dominate in Christ on behalf of the kingdom on earth, releasing heaven will in every situation. Right. Now, notice our text here in John 5. I want to look at the 39th verse, because your life is about to go into dominion. There's a dominion that a lot of Christians don't have, because at large we haven't fully understood this aspect of the word. I'll be on a series of teaching this. In John 5:39, now this is something. He says, the scripture says, search the scriptures. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Scripture is plural, isn't it? It's plural, isn't it? Yeah, it's plural. You got an S on it. Now, know what he said next. For in them you think you have eternal life. Wow. Now, if you're going to look at it fully, we're not just talking about eternal life here. We're talking about life. Even if you have eternal life to deal with situations that come your way during your journey down here. It's the same thing. You can search the scripture and don't have the power to live it. I don't have the power to deal with whatever you're dealing with. Search the scripture, for in them you think. See, you think you have eternal life, and they are there which testify of me, and you will not come to me that you might have life. Now, the ongoing of that scripture is the fact that the affairs that we deal with in life, or the attacks, or the situation, if you don't have the word, if you're really not on the inside of the word, and you can have a stack of words, you can have 14 books, you know, you memorize, but they have no power unless you go on the inside. And the only way you can go on the inside is academic can't take you on the inside. The Holy Spirit has to escort you on the inside of the word. See, now, how can that be? See, well, God is a spirit. The word is spirit. You are spirit. And the Holy Spirit is spirit. So all four of those spirits has to come together. God is a spirit. Even Jesus stayed here. He was in a body, but he's operating in a spirit. And you see, that's people watching him physically, people watching the miracles, but they're not seeing how he did it. Are you following me? All right. Now, the other scripture is, here's a good one, Luke 24 now. Luke 24, and they'll start us off. Jesus walking the Emmaus Road with these boys, talking with them after the resurrection. They have no clue who they're talking to. Mm-hmm. Why? They're on the outside. They have no clue. And watch what he had to do to get them so they can get a hold of it. Watch what he had to do. And I just want to go to two verses. Luke 24. Now these boys walking after Jesus' resurrection. He thought he was dead. He's walking with them and talking with them. He's walking with them and talking with them, and they don't know who he is. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes, see, a lot of time he's walking with us, talking with us, and we got it by memorization, mm-hmm. but we don't really know who he is or what he's saying to us.
That's right.
And so therefore we try to use the scripture, and the scripture come back and say, I couldn't do nothing. Because he's on the outside. And most Christians living below their means. Now watch what happened here. Finally, the disciples' eyes are open. He says, and their eyes, verse 31, and their eyes were open, and they knew him. Mm-hmm. Remember what we read? You say scripture, you think, but you don't know me. And he vanished out of their sight. Now look at the next verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn where? Within us, right? While he talked with us by the way, right? Why he talk with us, by the way? Why he talk with us, by the way? Why he talk with us, by the way? And while, look at it, he opened to us the scripture. So that means the scriptures are closed.
Yes.
Unless the Spirit opened the scripture. Could it be in the part of your life's journey, you have not been getting the results you know you should get, but you've been trying to do it with a closed scripture? My assignment to Word of Life Christian Center, if you take it bit by bit, step by step, and go with me, you're going to be able to go back to some of the same scriptures you attempt to use and didn't get no result, and you're going to get a result.
Yes, sir.
You got to be open. Your eye. Well, that's 1 Corinthians 2:9. Look at it.
Yes,
look at 1 Corinthians 2:9.
Yes,
I mean, the Holy Spirit just called it up, not in my note, but let's look it up. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Enter into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared for them that love him.
Yes,
see, now the thing that God had prepared for us is in the scripture. Uh-huh. But the next verse, look what the 10th verse said. But the Spirit.
Yep.
But God had revealed them unto us by what? His Spirit. Look what it said about the Spirit. For the Spirit what?
Search all things.
What else it said? The deep things of God. And that's what we're talking about. When you get on the inside of the scripture, you search all things and you get to the place where you are, where the deep things of God are. And therefore you begin to have dominion. You begin to dominate because you become as if you are God.
Wow.
Now, people get nervous about that, but that's in John. That's in John 10. Turn there. I'm going to let you see that before I give you, start giving you points, because I know somebody just got nervous and dropped everything they had. John chapter 10. John 10, 33. See, if you read this scripture unaware of what is being said, the same thing that what they're going to see, you're going to see they accuse Jesus of calling himself God. But Jesus was saying, I got so much God in me. And now I can operate, watch me now, listen to me. Now I can operate just like God.
Come on, sir.
Is it possible for me as a Christian to be able to operate just like God in the earth realm? That's all Jesus was showing us.
Yes, sir.
See, when God said you created in my, I created you in my image and my likeness, he was creating us to operate in the same dimension that he operates in. See, now religious folk can't handle that. They can't handle that. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I've been in church all my life. No, it's time for it now. You see, because the memorized scripture is not going to work in this millennium. This time we're in now, we're in the second coming. You're going to see all kind of things. You're going to see evil everywhere. It broke out all in our political world. It's just evil everywhere. Oh, they're just... this pandemic, this is evil everywhere. We're in a war. But he knows how to keep you if you know how to let him keep you, you see. You're going to have to become godlike.
Yes, sir.
Knowing your divine rights, knowing how to activate them at any given moment.
Yeah.
You're going to have to live... In God consciousness at all time, because something will hit you across the news, something will come on the newspaper, somebody going to call you and tell you something, and if you're not conscious, it's going to throw you in the fear, throw you into like God have lost control. God will never, never lose control, but we got to keep up with him. Now watch this. I need to give you this verse, and then we'll go some places, some other places. John 10, verse 33. The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work, talking to Jesus, we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. Because thou being a man, makest thyself God. Now the religious folk call that blasphemy. The same religious folk here today, they call that blasphemy because they don't recognize the revelation. Once you get on the inside of a word, you become like a God.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Now you know you're not the big G, but you're functioning in the big G power.
Yes.
See, you have to know that. Why you have now? You're gonna go further. Make it thyself God. Make it thyself God. See the end of 33? Jesus answered them, it is not written in your law, I said, ye are gods. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a question. Now look at verse 35. And this is where I'm trying to bring you this morning. If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, uh-huh, and the scripture cannot be broken. Now, when he said, in whom the word of God came, that means that when a person knows the validity and get on the inside of the word, that person, oh, well, God, you want me to go there now? Go to Genesis 1. We're creating his image and his likeness, so we are created to operate like him.
Yep.
Uh-huh. We are created creators. You ain't heard that one over your head. We are created, he designed us to create with his word.
Yes,
create healing.
Yes,
create wealth. Create health. You see, you're designed to create miracles, create signs. Take the word. There's a spirit and life in the word, you see. To create. See, oh my. No, no. Whole Genesis. Go to John 6:63.
Uh-huh.
See, it's a word called talalapasakota. It's ahahaha. It's a word that has to be spoken to you.
Right.
The word has to be spoken to you. Then, once the word is spoken to you, I'm going to go ahead of you a little bit, then you're divided right.
Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to let your weak side run you.
Yes, sir.
See, when that spirit and soul is divided, and their body, they're divided, then we find out who's supposed to be running the show. The spirit. Look at John 6:3. It is the spirit that makes us alive. Quicker than mean, make it alive. All right. That spirit is in the word. The flesh profits nothing. Now, I remember when the Lord revealed this to me. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. No, I didn't. You are already wrong. Left the major word out. The major word out. See, when you're living on the outside, you think you just can speak the word, but you can't speak the word, oh my goodness, until the word speak to you. You can't. See, so you're out there rallying words all, but the word haven't been spoken to you. So you're searching the scriptures and you're speaking a lot of scriptures, nothing happening because the word never spoke to you.
Right.
So he said, it is the spirit that quickeneth it, the flesh profits nothing, the word that I speak unto you. Not the group. They are spirit and they are life. Other words, the opposite is the word that I don't speak to you, they are not spirit and life. They are ink and paper.
That's right.
See. So that's why you have to pause in meditation that the revelation can come out and go inside of you. Then you're in the image and the likeness of God. And now you become a creator. See, we've been trying to get God to do for us what only we can do ourselves, uh-huh, by letting God come through us.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, it was revealed to us in Genesis chapter 1 how it worked. I'm all off. I'm not at my notes. There's something he want me to take me to. Go to Genesis chapter 1. Wow. We always read this You know, and God was trying to show us something. Because you're going to six, seven times, you're going to see in God said. Now, Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Right?
Yes,
and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, this is very important. I want you to underline this. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Now, in order to operate in the word properly, the Spirit got to be moving.
Yeah, see.
Remember he told you the words that I speak to you, they're what? Spirit and they're life. See, you got to yield to the Holy Spirit to really live this kind of life we're talking about. So he says, and the Spirit of God moved up on the face of the water. Now, it's time to create now. Creating is divine, is a twofold. It's the Spirit and the Word working together. And the Spirit, now, and the Spirit move on the face of the water. Watch what happened now. Look what happened in verse 3. What happened? What the first word? First three word.
And God
said. See, the Spirit moving. Now, the Word can move.
Yes.
And God said, I'll just take one. Let there be light. What happened?
There was light.
There it is. And that's the way you use the Word. When you're on the inside of the Word, you say it and it got to be done. And it goes on down. God said, then he said, and God said, and God saw. And he said, and it was good. So when the Spirit moving, you say it, you're going to see it, and it's going to be good.
That's good.
Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
See, this is what living the open word dominion life. Let's just look at a few things here again. Knowing and operating in the Spirit and life of the Word releases the law of the Spirit of life. You become a creator. You become just like Him. You got John 6:63. It's the Word. It is the Word flesh. Turn to John 6:63. I got to get that. Turn to John 6:63 and Romans 8:2. Romans 8:2. We're talking about living on the inside of the Word, produces dominion in your life. You're supposed to be dominating situations. Situations supposed to come to you. Attacks supposed to come to you. Temptation supposed to come to you, but not to tear you down, to build you up. Count it all joy when you fall in various trials, tests, and temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. You can handle this. Whatever you're dealing with right now, you can handle it. You got what it takes. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit not the words that I speak unto you. They are spirit and they are life. Now look at Romans 8:2. Look at Romans 8:2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me what?
Free.
Free from the law of sin and death. Now, right there, that's the whole deal. That's John 10:10. Right there, that verse says John 10:10. But you can be a Christian and be on the wrong side because you're not on the inside of the Word and the Word is not on the inside of you. You're just a quarter of Scripture. You just have memorized Scripture and you because you know 19 Scriptures, now you want to work on merit. You ain't got no merit. Jesus is your merit.
Right.
You need revelation. Are you listening to me? The reason, Apostle, why are you preaching this? We're going to have to get deeper now. Because I see, there's some things I have never said yet, but there's some things I've seen that's about to happen. And we need to be, I want this church and those who connected to be able to handle it. The wind can blow, the rain can fall, don't make no difference. If you built solid on that rock and know how to use this word, know how to use what he called in Ephesians, the sword of the Spirit, you're going to be fine. These are dead now. You can't fake it. You're not going to be the fake it no more. You're not going to be the sing a song and just clap your hand now. You're going to have to know how to battle. You're going to know how to use the sword of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So look at that right there. Now, notice, turn to Mark 10:27. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm about to make you shout. The Holy Ghost is going to make you shout. Mark 10, verse 27. I'm going to make a statement that the Holy Ghost made to me. By learning how to live within the open word dominion, I want you to hear this because you're going to need to use this in the near future. Every impossibilities is now being erased from your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Every impossibility this morning, says the Lord, is being erased from your life.
Yes,
sir. All right, Lord, he said it three times. All right, I'll say it. By what you're learning this morning, every impossibility is being erased from your life. Just think about when an attack come or when something come now and you got that deposit on the inside of your spirit and your soul and you repeated to yourself that the man of God said, every impossibility is erased in my life. So that means nothing is impossible to me anymore. Matter of fact, I take the word impossible out of my vocabulary this morning. Because now I know how to function in my God nature.
Yes, yes.
See, the word of God packing my God nature, if I know how to go out on the inside of it, and I don't go in to stay, I go in to come back out.
Yes, sir.
See, I remember as a boy, you know, I know it was fictitious, but I used to love to watch Clark Kent. It's a business man, like a weak man, got them glasses on. You know, he dressed pretty nice. You know, right now, but they mess around with Clark Kent alone. He said, I'll be right back. He go in that boot and come back out with that suit on, man, and fly all up here and tear everybody up. That's where what happened to you. Like Clark Kent went in the boot. When you go in the word,
yes,
you come back out a superwoman.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's what we have to be. We can't be just church folk. We gotta go. We gotta know how to go in the boot, baby.
Yes, that's right.
We gotta know how to turn into the supernatural.
Yes, that's right.
So you have the scripture, and Jesus looking at them said, "With men, it is impossible." Mm-hmm. We see that all around us, but not with God. Mm-hmm. For with God,
all things
are possible. Now you can read that doggone scripture there and get your tail whooped every day. Just read it. I know what God said in Mark 10:27. But baby, your life is not showing what you're saying to me. You cry, baby. Every little thing hits you. You said, I'm gonna quote Mark 10:27. Quoting Mark 10:27 ain't gonna do nothing. You have to know what it means.
Yes, right.
You don't have your Superman suit on. All right. Matthew chapter 8. Watch this. Knowing the power of speaking the word only will change everything by speaking the word. Mm-hmm. Knowing the power of speaking the word only. You see, we got too many additives. We got too much technology. We got too many answers now. We trust everything else.
Yes, sir.
But there are times you don't need to consult nobody.
Come on, sir.
Speak the word on it. If that word get enough of life in you, look what he told him, that boy said in Matthew 8:8. Look what he said. He got a servant, sick on the death. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that shall come into my room, but speak the word on it. And my servant shall be healed. You see, speak the word. There are times you ain't got time to pray.
No. Come on.
You have to speak the word. Speak the word only. Say speak the word only. Now, the fruition of that statement is not a manifesto without us knowing about being on the inside, the pre what I've been teaching you thus far. You can speak the word all you want, and you really, you sure is speaking it only. You're speaking it without God. You're speaking it without Jesus. You're speaking it without the Spirit, because you're speaking the letters you've seen, and you have not received the life and the Spirit out of it. So therefore, it cannot create, cannot change, you see. Once you understand, once you get in, watch this now. Once you get on the inside of the word, miracles not going to seem so great to you no more. Wow. See, actually, miracles will pull you on the outside of the word.
Come on, sir.
Miracles can't create the word, but the word create the miracle.
Yes, sir.
And so you're going. Notice I'm not teaching look on the inside of miracles.
Come on.
I'm teaching looking on the inside of the word. Once you get on the inside of the word, you got all the miracles, all the signs, all the wonders, all the power, all the glory, all the mercy, all the grace you need for anything. Because God put it all in the word, because him and the word is synonymous.
Yes.
It, the word is actually God himself.
Yes.
And God said, see, when you're on the inside of the word and you say something, it says, and God said. It's not Leroy saying it. It's God saying it. Then you're powerful. See. Now, once you get on the inside of the word, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to preach much longer. Once you get on the inside of the word, no matter what happened from this day forward, you'll be willing to move at the word of Jesus. No matter what happened. When Jesus will give you a word, you're going to settle down.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You don't believe me. Look at Luke 5:5. No, you don't believe it. Look at Luke 5:5. I'm trying to preach some scripture back to you so we can get on the inside of them. See. No matter what happened from this day forward. Oh, Jesus, preach to me, man of God. Be willing to move at the word of Jesus. Otherwise, no matter what come up in your life, come up in your family, come up in the situation, just pass up. Be willing to move in the word. The word, you trust the word so much. Man, a professional fisherman, fish all night long, caught nothing. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all the night. Yeah, I know it. Have taken nothing. Yeah, I know it. Nevertheless,
at thy word,
I will let down the net. Don't just stay there with the net, baby. You're talking about your life.
That's right.
You're talking about situation that come up. When you're on the inside of the word, you don't have to worry about nothing. I'm going to catch something today. Something's going to happen today. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. My goodness. Now, get this. The dominion come like this. Turn to Hebrews 4:12. The word provides harmony for the whole man. Providing direction for your spirit. Mm-hmm. Providing direction for your spirit, your soul, and your body. Hebrews 4:12. Now, what way I say that, Lord? Before you can get on the inside of the Word has to get on the inside of you.
Yes.
And divide you because you have doubt and unbelief on the inside of you. You have the natural. But once the Word get on the inside and infuse your soul and your body with the Word. Uh-huh. Y'all ain't never heard that before. Uh-huh. See. Then your spirit, soul, and body comes into harmony.
Yeah.
Because of the Spirit in the Word. Hmm. See, if you're not rightly divided, you're going to fake it. But what happens when you get by yourself and you need some help? So it says here, for the Word of God is alive. That's John 6:63 again, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. And that's also in Ephesians 6. It becomes the sword of the Spirit, piercing even to the dividing of the son of the soul and spirit and the joint and the marrow. And it's a discerner. Watch this now. The internet voice always like it. It's a discerner. Discerner. Everybody say discerner.
Discerner.
Yeah, you got to live in discernment, especially in an age like this, of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Thoughts and intents of the soul. Your soul is the thing that's getting you out of socket.
Yeah.
Not your body. It's your soul. So you need discernment of what's going on in your soul, and only the Spirit can give it to you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Turn to Matthew 7. Now here's what we're going to... Now, I read this somewhere. I read all the time, but I want to tell you about three things that going inside the Word will do for you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Using the Word for the foundation, the walls, and the roof.
Uh-huh.
Using the Word for the foundation, the walls you're going to build, and the roof that you're going to put on your life.
Yes, sir.
See? You get powerful now. You get powerful. It says, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of the Father, which is in heaven. Go to the next verse. Go to 22 now. Watch this. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have I cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Go to the next verse. Watch what happened. And then when I professed to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that worketh iniquity. Keep going. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine. Now, hears that mean a whole lot. Now, he ain't talking about the outside. And doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man, which built his life.
Yes.
Yes.
Which built his wife.
Yes. Wow.
Which built his children.
Wow.
Come on, sir. Upon a rock. Go to the next verse. Here it comes. We're in this time now. All this mess going on. And the rain descended.
Mm-hmm.
And the floods came. Mm-hmm. And the winds blew. That's three attacks right there.
Uh-huh.
And beat upon the house of that 18-year-old daughter you have. And that 13-year-old son you have.
Come on,
but you're not worried about it.
Come on, sir.
Because you put them on a rock.
Come on.
You don't have to cry and get in the back room and wonder how it's going to come out.
Come on, sir.
You know God is on your case.
Yeah,
well, I feel like preaching now.
Come on, sir.
On a rock.
Yes.
Look what he said. And the rain descended. Children, the rain coming. The rain already here. And I'm talking about rain of adversity. And the flood Oh my God, came. The floods are here. And the winds, and notice winds and floods are plural. Wind blew and beat them on in the house. Oh, but look at the end. Look at the end. And it fell not. My child should not fall. My house should not fall. My family should not fall. My finances should not fall. My health should not fall. My church should not fall. Not a member of Word of Life Christian Center shall fall. Not one connected to the God of I know shall fall. Why? We found it on a rock.
Yep, yep, yep.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the rock.
Can't fall. Ain't gonna fall. Let the rock hold the rain, the flood, and the wind.
Yeah.
I'll close with one more. Hearing and doing the word will always cause dominion. It'll make you dominate. It'll make you actually, you're supposed to be running God's government down here over your personal life and people he tell you minister to. Turn to James 1. This is our last text I'm going to use. There's more things. I'm going to read a prophecy to you and then I'm going to close. So I got all the LTMA ministers reading this prophecy to their churches. James 1:21. Hearing and doing the word, being on the inside of the word, but always cause dominion. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Keep going. Verse 22. But be you what? Doers of the word and not hearers only. Who you deceiving? All right, next verse. For if any man be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Verse 24. For he beholdeth himself and goes his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Now let's hold on. I'm going to the next. Go to verse 25. You ready to shout? Go to verse 25. Been my favorite for a long time. And it works. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he or she being not a forgetful year, but a doer of that work, that man, that woman, that 17-year-old girl, that 20-year-old boy, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Yes. Yes.
Stand on your feet, everybody. I'm about to prophesy. And I'm going to close. This prophecy go with this message. I'm going to come back and teach some more on living on the inside of the word. You've been living on a dirt road. But you must come to know through my word that I'll pave a way for you. Get ready for changes in your life you have never seen before. You must come to the full realization you belong to an unshakable kingdom. The time has come that you must learn to function in my will, my ways, my wisdom through my word. Know this, I've given you a mouth and wisdom that no power can stop. See it in my word. Speak it out of your mouth. And I will cause it to manifest. Demonstration are coming through my people that cannot be denied. Don't just stand there. Don't just stand there. Don't just stand there. Shout, for the walls will fall when they hear you shouting. Ah! Don't just stand there. Don't just stand there. Don't just stand there. Shout, for the walls will fall when they hear you shouting. Shout, 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 shout.